Bible says when Jesus had gotten in the ship, headed to the other side, he went down in the hidden part of the ship, and he was asleep on a pillow. And a storm arose on the sea. I want y'all to listen to what I'm saying. A storm rose on the sea. And the wind began to blow. And the waves started heaping up. And the water began to get into the boat where they were. Jesus was asleep. And they woke him up and said, "Lord, we perish. We perish, don't you care?" And he said, and they woke him up, and what did he say? Now listen to what he said. "Peace be still." He brought out of the kingdom that he lived in peace, and trouble had to cease, because peace overtook trouble. And I want you to know you got peace inside of you. And you release that peace, trouble has to cease. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you're joined to a kingdom that rules over all others. Amen. I want to continue tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't let your mouth be your ruin. Amen. We talked about last Wednesday night about who God is and what he is, right? How he create, he use words. Words are very, very powerful. Amen. And you remember we made mention of, and we kind of stopped there, and I want to pick up there. And in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, amen, and the 26th and 7th verse, the 26th and 27th verses, and it says, and this is where we were headed. And it says, "And God said, let us do what? Make man." Amen. Let us do what? Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over what? Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and what? How much of the earth? All the earth. What did that mean? Anything that what moves on the earth, anything, man had dominion over it. Right? Anything move. Man had dominion, was given dominion over them. And then it says in verse 27, when he said that, so then he said what? In verse 27, so God did what? Created man. He created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. Male and female. So man was created to rule on earth under the authority, with the ability, with the life and nature of God in him. And man was to rule like God. How did God rule? God said what he wanted, and what God said came to pass. Jesus said to Lucifer, or Jesus told the story, I said story, but it's the truth. I beheld Satan falling like lightning. How did God get him out? He released his power through words. Words. This earth, I say it again, this earth and all you see came out of the realm of the spirit. There's a real unseen world to the natural eye. Right now. And that real world and everything come from that world. He holds it together. He's holding it together. And he said, when he came in the earth, watch this. When he came into the earth and redeeming man, and he redeemed you, he redeemed us from what? From sin. He delivered from sin, right? From death, from destruction. And when he redeemed us from sin, from destruction, from death, he judged the one that was in this earth, that Adam allowed him to be in this earth. Don't you listen? He judged him. And John Gospel tells us that Satan has already been judged. Why is he here? Why is he still here? He's here on another man's time, at least. And he got that from Adam, because Adam gave it to him. But it's about to run out. How do we control him? How do we live victorious over him? Is he, now watch it, is he ruling God? Huh? Is he ruling Jesus? When Jesus was here in flesh, did he rule him? What did God say in the new birth? He would bring forth a new kind of what? Man, creature. 2 Corinthians says it like this, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things become new. Now watch what, listen to what I'm saying, because we're going somewhere. We, as a human being now, on this side of the earth, this side of the garden, you listen? Are you listening? We as human beings, people on this side of the garden, we don't know what it's like to live curse-free. All we ever known was a cursed world. So we wind up calling a lot of things that's a curse, we call it normal. But see, Adam had no, that was that on the other side of the garden, there was no sickness, no cold, no flu, no, I mean, there was nothing. He didn't get cold, he didn't get hot, he didn't get hungry. In other words, you hear people who are starving today, right? There was no such thing. He was fully, he had set this earth up. And this is what he had done again, but we hadn't learned how to operate in it fully. we'll get a little out of here and there.